Just hollered big.
Oh, you are kidding. I can't believe that now.
Well, that's what they said.
I bet he was embarrassed to death at that.
It tickled him. It tickled him. All of them.
And
so
his sister, she hadn't got over it yet. They were saying that, and it tickled Johnny and Joe.
Well, he never did know who said it or anything, did he?
No. Of course, he's some of the boys that he is.
Oh, yeah.
The
boys come pulling them up there, and they figured maybe some of him, some of his friends. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny. I bet he was just ready to go through the floor. It was like a friend of mine. I went to their wedding, and he had forgotten the ring right when they got to the park. And they, do you know that they waited? I thought they would have just gone on and just pretended they had a ring or gotten somebody else's ring and used that. But he got so nervous that he just left. Ronnie, it scared him to death, and he left, and he went back all the way home and got the ring, brought him back, just left Elaine standing there at the altar, didn't say one word to the preacher or the congregation, and everybody was just sitting there, just flabbergasted, you know.
I imagine so.
And it didn't take him too long, because the church wasn't too far from where he lived. He came back with the ring, he just almost ran back down that aisle, and she was so mad at him. Oh, and she said, there's no way to start off. You're not even telling me where you're going. The funniest wedding I ever saw in my life. I never had either. And we just have teased them to death about that. We did. He was in the army and had to go to Germany right after that, so they were over there for quite a while, and I didn't see him for a long time. But we always wondered if he was going to be so forgetful for the rest of their life that if he'd forget something like that. Well, you want to get back to the question? I want to tell you, I sure did enjoy the pine. I appreciate it. I didn't mean for you to go to the trouble. I would have taken the chair.
Well, that was no trouble.
More trouble
Is that thing going?
Oh no, it was. This is. It's.
I see.
I'm rewinding it, and I've got to. This is the one that President Nixon's, the type of tape recorder President Nixon's secretary used, that she says she erased all those things with. I don't know if she did or not.
Isn't that the awfulest mess?
Yeah, it's a big mess, I tell you. Well, now, when I heard that, I knew that that wasn't true, because I had used this tape recorder, and I read the kind she was using, and you can't erase them accidentally. I mean, you've got to try hard to erase. And when I read that, I said, no, she couldn't have erased that accidentally, because it's just, they purposely make these. This isn't my tape recorder. It belongs to the university. I could never afford one like this. And these are real expensive tape recorders, and they have a mechanism in there that you can't accidentally erase.
That's
Alabama.
Alabama's his state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, Georgia is, right now it's Jimmy Carter.
Is it?
Is the governor, but yeah. You've probably heard of Lester Maddox.
Yeah.
Everybody's heard of him.
Yeah.
Well, we don't like him very much. My family doesn't care for Lester Maddox. We think he's crazy. But anyway, he's going to run again. You know, they, in Georgia they have that law that you can't succeed yourself, you know. And so he didn't run, but he'll run next time. He'll probably win again. But nobody up where we're from, nobody likes him much. He's real popular down in the south part of the state.
Maddox
is, but he's not very popular in North Georgia. We have the same sort of differences, you know,
she
in North and
it.
South Arkansas
is
North and South
it's
Georgia.
It's not done away in every case, but you've got to be a pretty big crook to get an office.